Say what? Connect. Connect the dots. Get up and dance while the music's playing. I don't care if you're in a spacecraft. Get up and dance. And then we'll connect the dots. This is your host, Tom Edison, as in light bulb Edison. Hey, did a light bulb go off in your head? Regardless, it's time to connect the dots. Hey, the most important thing that happened today, you know what it is? Well, I'll tell you what it is. Could say yesterday, depending on what type of part of the world you're in. Hey, it's 1 a.m. in New York City. And if you're on the West Coast in America, it's 10 p.m. Saturday or 1 a.m. Sunday in New York City. Anyhow, the WHO, not the rock group, the World Health Organization plan got foiled. They weren't able to pass their treaty to take over governments of the world and impose their healthcare regulations on people that don't want them interfering in their lives. That's right. Their New World Order plan to oversee the governments of every country in the world with their health orders. It failed a vote in their WHO organization, World Health Organization. Turns out 47 countries from Africa were against it. Well, we got to give thanks to those Africans that had the brain power to realize we don't want a bunch of bureaucrats in Brussels or any other part of Europe telling us what they can overrule our national laws, etc., etc. Good. A great defeat for the New World Order. Well, that's the most important thing that happened, and you don't realize maybe how important that is. They were going to pass a treaty that gave them the right to intervene in any country in the world when they declare a worldwide health emergency, that they can come even to America and order forced vaccinations on people, you know, and with their own police force to enforce it too. And, you know, that insanity was what they were trying to bring into some kind of legal form. Of course, it would never go over well here in America, because most of us who have our weapons at home, we'd be letting them know, like, over my dead body, mother, you know what. But it was good that it failed, because they would cause undue harm to many innocent people. And as we know by now, the vaccines are not about protecting you. They're about killing you, destroying your immune system, weakening you, infecting you with nanobots, and causing all kinds of adverse problems, if not killing you on the spot. We know that to be a fact now. They are the ones with the misinformation, along with mainstream media providing more misinformation, along with all the corrupt governments in the world. And they're all corrupt at this point. They're nothing but a bunch of bribe takers who will do whatever the money tells them to do. And if the money tells them to tell you to get the poisonous vaccine, yeah, it's poisonous, it's deadly, it's harmful, and it's been proven that it doesn't protect people from any of these viruses going around. And of course, you know, this has been a learning experience for all of us in the world. We didn't know how corrupt our governments were, and we didn't realize that mainstream media was owned by the New World Order, and they would lie about everything they were told to lie about. Let's face it, news broadcasters are nothing but teleprompter readers now. And, of course, we didn't realize how much the New World Order controlled, that they could prevent journalists from being journalists, because they control all the editors at all the newspapers and all the news sites in the world. And the editors determine what goes out there and what doesn't. And they proved that they were able to turn every news broadcaster into a teleprompter reader, whether the person liked it or not. It's a question of, hey, if you want to hold on to your job, you're going to read the teleprompter, whatever on it, even if it's lies on top of misinformation. So the audacity of them, that evil group, to call us misinformers of information when they were misinforming us all along from the beginning of this sick-ass fake pandemic. You know, and then in the meantime, they're not giving up yet, no. I'm glad they got defeated over in Europe there, and their takeover plan fell through, thankfully. But they're not still not giving up. They've still got their underground bioweapons labs, even though the Russians got rid of the ones in the Ukraine. Thank God for the Russians. Yeah, they're turning out to be the good guys. That's why everybody in the world is against the Russians, because every government in the world is corrupt, and Ukraine is the biggest money laundering country in the world. And that's why they're all willing to pretend to help the Ukraine, whether they help them or not. And they're all on the bandwagon, yeah. Help the Ukraine and call the Russians the bad guys, when the Russians were actually doing the smartest thing anybody could do. Take out the bioweapons labs in Ukraine and expose the Ukrainian government for the corrupt organization it is. And you'll never hear that on mainstream media news, because they don't want the truth. They want only New World Order propaganda told to you, which they do. They are the experts of misinformation. And the audacity to call us and the general public who want to get the truth out as misinformers. And as you can see, it's not over yet. Crooked Joe Biden, yeah, the imposter president, has created the misinformation agency or something like that, still trying to make it difficult for us, the real people, to get the real truth out there to the general public, because the general public, half of them are still asleep. You know, they still believe government is there to help them. They still believe that the health care pharmaceutical companies are still there to help them. That's how stupid they are. But of course, they've been brainwashed from birth, but we need to wake them up as much as possible, which means we have to look under every rock and expose every evil thing that's being done by the evil New World Order. Yes, they are evil. They're run by psychopaths, mad scientists, and a host of other evil demonic entities, some of them without bodies, that are just evil consciousness that control the minds of the physical beings in the New World Order. Yeah, that's how bad it is, but they're going to lose the battle. In fact, we know they've lost the battle already. They can't win, but they want to go down, die hard. And they're going to pull out every trick in their book to try to kill more of us in the meantime. That's why we have to form a resistance. We the people. Forget about your government. They are up to their necks in bullshit, and they will never be able to help us. come election day here in America, you better think about asking the key questions of everybody that you think you might want to vote for. And watch how fast they're not willing to give you the answer you're looking for. Ask them to stop the chemtrails. What are they doing to stop the chemtrails? And see what they have to say. Ask them if they are already in office and they want to get reelected. Ask them, how come all that time you had no office, you've done nothing to get rid of the chemtrails? When the real scientists have proved what kind of garbage and poison and mind control things are in the chemtrails. Yeah, they got mind control things in there too. In fact, there's a new info out from, let me see, what's his name? Dr. Deagles. I think he has a radio or video show. Dr. Deagles, D-E-A-G-L-E-S. And he's got a new video out there about chemtrails. Well, was out there today on Twitter. Of course, they're going to try to take it down. And he's done some extensive research, and he says it's really horrible what they're doing. And he's was, maybe after this last video out, they'll fire him. He was doing a medical analysis of the people who fly the chemtrail planes, the military people they get to fly these planes. And he was shocked to find out that most of these guys are brain dead. They actually believe the lie or misinformation from the government and mainstream media news, the biggest misinformers of all time. They believe the lie that what they're spraying into the air is supposed to block the sunlight to stop climate change. Well, when you find out the ingredients, do the research yourself in the chemtrails, you'll understand it's a bunch of malarkey they're talking about there. This is all about poisoning the air we breathe, poisoning the earth, and infecting as many people with as many deadly things they can, because eventually these things trickle down. And if you're outside when they're at the moment they're trickling down, you're breathing them in. And of course, eventually they land on the ground and get in the soil, and they're helping to kill the forest, killing other plants, poisoning garden vegetables. Yeah, you got to be careful now. You know, you think because the word organic's on it, well, if it's grown in the path of where they're flying the chemtrail planes, and that's pretty much everywhere, your food is getting poisoned by chemtrails. And then you're ingesting all the poisons that were in the chemtrails by the food you eat. You think you're buying organic food? Yeah. And they're not using pesticides, but being out there and grown out in the open, unless it's grown in a greenhouse or something, it's picking up the chemtrail dust that eventually falls to the ground that has all the toxins, the poisons, the parasites, the DNA changing mechanisms, the AI nanobots that can replicate themselves inside your body and respond to certain frequencies. Yeah, frequencies can be used for bad things too. And even though frequencies can be used for healing, they also can be used for bad things. And a New World Order is only interested in the bad things because their agenda, as they've stated many times before, Agenda 21 or whatever they're calling it nowadays, their agenda is to depopulate the world. You know, it's a statement I have to keep repeating because the psychopaths have owned the World Health Organization, owned the European Union, own Big Pharma, own mainstream media. These are the ones who want to depopulate the world, and they have at their disposal all these tools. Plus, they own every government in the world now, including the U.S. government. They own it through bribe money and blackmail. You know, they get the people in blackmail situations with the honey drippers, if you know what I'm talking about. And the rest of them, most of them, they just own through bribe money. And then, you know, they send some of them death threats too. And of course, you know, all it takes is money to hire hit people. And this is your situation. So come election in November in America here, if you vote for a Democrat, you're out of your friggin' mind. And if you vote for a Republican, you're almost out of your mind, because the Republicans aren't going to do anything either. You know, even if we elect a majority of Republicans, which will probably happen in the Senate and the House of Representatives, considering how bad the Democrats have let things go to hell, it still won't make any difference, because, you know, most of the Republicans are on the bribe cake. They're New World Order puppets also, and you won't get a majority of them to do anything for you to save you from the situation. So come election day, first of all, anybody who has been in the government should not be reelected, because they allowed this bullshit to happen. They allowed all the lying, all the deceiving by Big Pharma and mainstream media and the government themselves. They allowed all this deceiving and misinformation to mislead a majority of the population, killing thousands of innocent people instantly with the vaccine and harming millions with adverse effects, you know, side effects. And first of all, common logic said you can't inject vaccines that haven't been tested. And in fact, if you know as much about the human body and science as I do, vaccines are illogical. They've been illogical from the beginning. It was propaganda from the beginning by the money-controlled healthcare industry back 100 years ago when it started. The whole concept of the vaccine is illogical. And if you, like I said, if you know enough about how a human body operates, it's, you know, it's definitely illogical. But it's been sold to the American people and the people around the world through deceptive, misleading of information, propaganda, really, outright propaganda. And there's newspaper articles from like maybe 110 years ago, back at the end of the 19th century, that were talking against vaccines, when they were just first coming out and trying to get approval from the public, you know? That's how far this scam goes back. And then maybe about 100 years ago, when video cartoons were coming out, it was a cartoon that explained the exact scenario that started 2 years ago about how they were going to bring the vaccine in, how they were going to do this, fake that, destroy their small businesses. Everything that has happened in the last 2 years was in this cartoon from over 100 years ago. And it was called about warning about how to take over the world. And, of course, this is part of the takeover of the world. And it's all under the control of the New World Order that really got powerful after World War II. Oh, yeah. They really got powerful after that. And then, of course, they found plenty of people that were easily controlled with bribe money. And as far back as in the Nixon administration, some really bad decisions were made about keeping the truth from the public and going full-scale propaganda with the news, and then eventually through large amounts of money, they bought out all the mainstream media news outlets to where it's totally corrupt now. When you hear news about healthcare, about vaccines, about anything related to the COVID thing on the regular news. It's a lie. It's misinformation. They are the kings of misinformation. And it's all propaganda designed to con more people to be duped into getting more poisons injected into their system. And poisons are going to get more toxic. And now they're going after your children. 6 months. They already got your kids 5 months to 12 years of age. There's an epidemic of heart disease in Ireland. Check it out. Children from all the children that have been vaccinated. You know, an epidemic that didn't exist until they started vaccinating the children. And these vaccines have not been tested except you, the guinea pigs that were stupid enough to volunteer for it. And they're finding out which versions of the vaccines are the most deadly. That's what they want to find out. And they're finding that out because they want to, you know, all the fools that are still tricked into going for the boosters, eventually the boosters are going to be dead killers on spot. And they're going for that. They want to kill people. And they're doing it already with vaccines. And they've made people sterile with vaccines. This has all been scientifically proven by real scientists. Not the ones you hear on regular TV, because they're all paid liars to pay to read whatever on the teleprompter script. So you got to realize that when you watch the regular news on regular TV, free TV, or all the major news stations, even the cable ones, you know, like CNN and the cable versions of Fox and everything, all fucking liars, all of them, all feeding you misinformation because they're being paid to do that. And for money, people will do things like that. You know, it's the pitfalls of capitalism. What can we say? But it doesn't have to be like that. But the first thing we the people have a problem with, all our governments are corrupt. They're supposed to be serving us, but they're in with the criminals. They're helping killing us, helping destroy society, helping take away our freedoms. They're all part of it now. You can't trust anybody in government. And if I've mentioned it every other week, I mention it. FBI did a survey back in 2012 or 13. How many honest people are in the U.S. Congress? We're talking about 535 people, basically. They found two people that they could deem as honest. Two out of 535 people that could be considered honest. And back then, Ron Paul was in the Congress. So what is there, one left? You know, I mean, with that type of odds against you, forget about it. The government is never going to do what's right. And it's true. The same story is true for every other government in the world, especially the British government. You know, their parliament is nothing but a bunch of bribe takers, gravy train riders, double talkers, do as I say, not as I do. It's been proven already, but the people aren't revolting. These people have to be taken out of office. The governments have to be ripped apart and reworked. But the people in the government who have the authority to do that are the criminals. They're not going to give up their gravy train ride. They're not going to give up their freebies and the bags of money they get every day from the New World Order. They're not going to give that up. So how can we look to them for help? The only solution is we have to dismantle these evil, corrupt governments ourselves with ingenuity. And I say it every other day on Twitter, you know, but people don't respond to Twitter. Maybe somebody listening tonight will respond. Some group will listen to me and understand the best game plan is to take these guys in government out one by one. They all can be declared insane by trustworthy doctors and trustworthy lawyers, if you can find any, to be declared insane, which can result in immediate removal. And it's easy to prove they're insane because all the laws they've made, all the things they have ignored, prove they're insane. None of it is logical. They don't respond to reason. They don't do their job. And they look the other way to all the tragic things happening. And they have no solutions to anything. They're insane. And it can be easily proved, especially the ones at the top who make these decrees that take away your rights, abuse of power. They're saboteurs, they're traitors, they're liars, they're deceivers, and they are insane to go along with this just to make some more money. Of course, some of them are being blackmailed, but they're still insane for not doing whatever they can to help end this insanity. You know, I'm giving the world the best way to take these people out one by one. Bill, you know, take them to court, a case declaring them insane. That's immediate removal from government. We have to remove them all, basically, from government, and we'll fill the positions in when it's necessary. And we need to move away from a republic-type government because, if anything, the politicians have proven that they don't work. You know? They've proven with their bribe-taking nonsense that the majority of people will succumb to bribe money. In fact, that's why most people get into politics, because they know it's a money-tree situation. Plenty of bribe money around. All you have to do is pretend to do something for the people and then take the bribe money in and do what the New World Order tells you. But that's it. The people in government now cannot be reelected, anyone presently in government. And you, the people, you know, they've always told you your vote has power. Well, you better use your vote for something meaningful. Come November in America, if you vote for a Democrat or Republican, you are a traitor, because it's being explained to you here tonight that the Republicans are not going to do much more for you than the Democrats did, because they're on the take. They have to do what the bribe money tells them, or they won't get any more funding to get reelected, and they want to keep their jobs forever. I mean, what an easy job. Just take bribe money and pretend you're doing something. And like I said, take the time to ask them the key questions before the election. You know, make them answer you. Don't let them side talk and sidewind their way away from answering your question. What have you done if they've been in government? What have you done to stop the chemtrails? What have you done to stop the lying of mainstream media? You know, what have you done to stop the polluting of the land and the water? What have you done? And of course, none of them have done anything. You know, so anyone presently in government should never be voted for again, unless they're paying you money to vote for them. And I'm sure a lot of people's votes can be bought out for $10 or something like that. And these people have access to unlimited money now, because the banks are all behind it. Well, the banks are part of the New World Order. And with fiat currencies, they can print up as much money as they want and give it to you in cash. who'll know? They're the bankers. They know. But they're not going to give away secrets like that. But that's the situation we're in. You know, when the U.S. government was formed as a republic, nobody at that time, back in 1776, imagined that there would be enough bribe money to bribe everyone in the whole world, or to bribe everyone even in the U.S. government. They couldn't imagine that being possible. But that was then, and this is now. It's a different situation, and yes, there is enough bribe money to bribe basically everybody who has an authoritative position, whether they're in the government legislature or part of the government, like the police forces or the public school administrators. Everybody is being bribed, you know, and there is enough money to take care of all the key positions, and that's why everybody was on board with this fake pandemic thing, because they were getting bribe money to play along. The hospitals were getting bribed. Big money. Well, when there's an infinite supply of money, fiat currency, fake money being handed out, you know, people will do this. Businesses will do this. And the scum of the earth will do it. So that's the problem. So that little bit of one day every 2 or 4 or 5 or 6 years that you get opportunity to vote on something, you better use it wisely come November or whatever day it is in your country. And don't vote for anyone who hasn't done anything to stop the chemtrails, to stop the fake big pharma vaccines, the harmful vaccines, that hasn't done anything to stop the pollution, and basically hasn't done anything. And certainly don't vote for anyone who's made laws that take away your rights. And of all the newcomers looking to be in office, you have to ask them the same key questions. What are you going to do to stop the chemtrails? Tell us now or we can't vote for you. And this coming election, no one should vote. The only way to stop this is to stop voting for Democrats and Republicans, because they're all friggin' crooks. And the same for the big parties in the other countries. Stop voting for the two biggest parties because they're all crooks. Sometimes even the third party is a bunch of crooks also. You know, come elections at this point in time, we should have all new faces and only people that are willing to vote to change the laws, to first of all, to take away these emergency powers that government officials at the top have. Nobody should have that much power, because they all turn into dictators, and when the bribe money comes their way, they'll dictate whatever the bribe money tells them to. And they have the authority to do that. So these authorities need to be taken away, you know? In fact, the best form of government at this point in time is a referendum-only type government. Because, like I said already, republics don't work anymore, because you can't have enough honest people in them. The power of the bribe money is too powerful. And then we have the other stupid people. They get tricked by the honey drippers. And then we have the other people that are in government for the wrong reasons. And then we got to face the fact that most of the politicians are ignorant, idiots, assholes, as dumb as they come. We have plenty of examples. Take the vice president. There's a perfect example. Plus corrupt backstabbers, bribe takers. These are the people we have. Plus, they're all dumb, really. They don't have any knowledge making decisions about the health care of people. They don't have a clue what health care is, you know? They don't even care about it. All they care about is the bribe money. And so they'll do whatever the bribe money says. You know, if we all had enough bribe money, maybe we could get them to do the right thing, but we don't. Only the bankers have an infinite supply of bribe money and the billionaires, who are probably corrupt individuals. That's how they got to be billionaires, by not doing ethical things, but by manipulating the system and taking advantage of all the laws that favor the rich. If only there was one rich person with money that would be willing to set up a real news agency, a real broadcasting network that wasn't controlled by the New World Order. If there was only one billionaire willing to do that, they should get in contact with me. I'll tell them how to do it and how to set up your security and how you'll get away with it, and they won't be able to take you down. All it takes is a little knowledge of everything, which I have, you know? And if you've got the money, well, you should get in touch with me. But you know what? I'm not going to hold my breath on that one, because I guess all the billionaires, nothing but a bunch of crooks and dummies in many cases, but they hire other people that know how to work the deals within the system to make the money. And if some of them really have ethics, well, then you need to contact real people like me. So you can do something for humanity. All it would take is one real news agency now to take down all the fake news agencies. It's a lot easier than you think, and it can be done, and they won't be able to take you down for doing it. Believe me, all it takes is a little ingenuity and planning ahead, and it'll come out just like I'm telling you. But nobody has the guts to do what I'm talking about, apparently. You know, is everyone gutless? You know, they're destroying a big food processing plants in the U.S. now. You know, they're going to try to create a famine. Come on, the warnings have been out for over a month on this one, and they're continuing their destroying of available food sources. Yeah, the New World Order is doing that. Of course they are. Pay a few lunatics to go out there and set places on fire for money. People will do that, of course. They don't even have to be lunatics. They could be just regular people in need of money, and they pay them a lot of money to go out and burn down a food processing plant. Well, they'll do it. These places don't have high security systems, but they ought to be getting them, because this isn't going to stop. It's just beginning, and they won't, New World Order is not going to rest. I told you, they're going to fight and kick and scream until they're shot dead, all of them, you know? They're apprehended, and I told you that it's going to happen when the ETs, the Galactic Federation, lands. They have the firepower and the man force to hunt these people down and get them all. And plus, they have the technology to know where they're hiding. So they can't hide from the Galactic Federation, whether they think it or not. And nobody can leave the solar system, because they've got their ships and monitors all in the solar system. And nobody is going to escape by some advanced technology. They're locked here on Earth, whether they like it or not. But they're diehards. They don't want to give up. They don't want to admit they're wrong. So they're going to cause as much havoc as they can in the meantime. So we better be ready for a tough battle, because there's going to be a tough battle before the smoke clears and the Galactic Federation lands, and then finally the Earth moves up into the fifth dimension. And we all get new bodies, and we get crystalline bodies, something to look forward to. But you want to be alive when it happens, and believe me, the New World Order is going to kill millions, if not billions, before these Galactic Federation friends finally land. They haven't taken out all the weapons yet, you know. They still got badass weapons more than hiding, and they're going to bring them out in the final battle head. We are in the final battle, whether you know it or not. So you better take up a stance against them, and the best thing you can do now is, one, work on yourself to be a better person, and two, when it comes to voting, you better vote for only newcomers willing to dismantle the corrupt government and willing to get rid of the chemtrails and make laws preventing Big Pharma from producing that, and lawmakers that are new politicians that are interested in dismantling the government from the inside, getting rid of all the bad laws, getting rid of the emergency special laws. And if they're not willing to do that, you can't vote for them. And there's got to be some honest people running willing to do that. You got to start talking about it and pass the word. We only want to vote for candidates willing to stop the poisonous chemtrails, willing to change, get rid of the emergency use laws that the leaders of countries are using to serve the needs of the new world order that wants to depopulate, kill 95% of us. And, you know, they got to be willing to dismantle the government as it exists now and set up a government where the people will have the final say on anything that government comes up with via a referendum. So there'll be no way to bribe everyone in the world, you know? But there is enough money to bribe all the people with the authority in the world, and they're doing that now. That's how they're getting away with this fiasco, you know, and all this misinformation and all the taking away of people's rights and all the killing of innocent people and all the harmful side effects they've imposed on innocent people. They were coerced into taking something they shouldn't have done. Well, this is where it's coming down to, you know? I'm talking the honest to God truth tonight. And you, the people, better get off your damn lazy ass and go out and vote in the next election. And you better not vote for Democrats or Republicans, because then you're a part of the problem. Don't you see, when everyone in the government, and basically 99% of the government is Democrats and Republicans, if you vote for either one of them, you're continuing the insanity, because they're all bribe takers. You know, sure, right now the Democrats are worse than the Republicans, but the Republicans will not save you, because they're all bribe takers too. You know, they're not, and they want the system to stay the way it is so they can keep their cushy jobs and collect the bribe money, and the hell with you, because that's the way greedy people are. And governments are filled with greedy people. And so it's got to end. The Democrat-Republican monopoly of the government has to end. And if you're in the United Kingdom, you know, Great Britain, used to be Great Britain, now it's a dictatorship under a lunatic Boris over there, liar, backstabber, deceiver, and using his emergency powers to destroy his country from within, because he's getting paid money to do that. He's in cahoots with the European Union and the New World Order, and that's why he's the prime minister, you know. He made the pact with the devil, and that's why he had to, you know, sell his soul to do that. He doesn't have any conscience anymore, you know. All the protests in the world, in the streets, are not going to get the crooked parliament over there in Great Britain to do anything that's meaningful, because any small group within the parliament that wants to do something justifiable is outgunned 10 to 1, if not 100 to 1. And so all those protests are really a waste of time because you don't have a follow-up. There has to be consequences. If the government doesn't respond, well, you have to have some consequences. Start taking them out one by one. The same idea here in America, you know. We can take quite a few of them out before we get to election day in November, but we have to start mount the offensive. You know, the plan is declare them insane for immediate removal. It'll be easy in court to prove that they're negligent. Their decisions, their voting habits are insane because they're based on misinformation, based on illogic, based on everything that's wrong. So if you're basing your decisions illogically, that you are insane, definitely. You know, it shouldn't be that hard to prove lawyers without experience ought to be able to work that case. But of course, you know, the problem with lawyers, you got to hire lawyers that are trustworthy, that won't succumb to the bribe money, because as soon as the government finds out who's bringing the case to court, they're going to approach these lawyers with big amounts of bribe money. That's why you got to use some ingenuity. You want a team. You want a large team of lawyers, so they don't know exactly who's going to show up in court. And I'd say you need at least a team of 100 lawyers ready to step into court and prosecute the case, because that's even a little too much effort on the part, and people are friggin' lazy. That's even a little too much. Maybe you need 500 lawyers, a team. But you need a large team of lawyers, at least 100, to make it too difficult for them to approach all the lawyers before the court date and bribe them, blackmail them, or scare them with the threats of violence to get them to change their tune and throw the case in court. In fact, some of the cases should be done pro se almost, but you need this. It has to be done. Otherwise, you know, we're going to be bombarded with the double whammy. Not only is the New World Order looking to kill us, but our government will be looking to kill us and take away our rights because they're getting paid big money to do it. And all the Democrats and Republicans are bribe takers. The FBI says, well, maybe there's one left that isn't. Okay, but that's not enough to change the system, you know? The only way to get changed now is by the people. We have to bring lawsuits to declare each member of Congress insane one by one. And it won't be hard to do, with the exception of the fact we have to have a large team of lawyers, at least 100, and ones that know how to present the case. So there needs to be a few experienced lawyers there how to present the case so it can't be thrown out of court easily, because, of course, that's what they'll try to do. But, again, are there any real patriots out there listening? Hey, I'm in America. You know, I'm easy to get hold of. You need to really talk to me before you do any of these things, because I'm the strategist here. You know, I'm also a 2024 presidential candidate. You know, an easy way to help get the message out would be if there's any real patriots out there that hate both the Democrats and Republicans, because if we know they're nothing but a lying bunch of scum, you know, you ought to come and support me. And we'll take it on the road, you know. There's still time to get the message out to the people that you got to stand up and save yourselves because the crooked government that you're planning on continuing to help, you're planning on helping this, most of you, you're planning on voting Republican because you hate the Democrats or whatever. You're planning on keeping this crooked system in place. The only way to get it not in place anymore is to don't vote, don't elect any Democrats or Republicans, and start looking for candidates now, people willing to get out there and stand up for justice and vote for anybody, even if they don't have any experience. It would be better an inexperienced person gets in. The key thing is you want to find out, is this person willing to stand up to bribe money when it comes his way? But we have to get enough of them in the government to have a majority. So there's a lot of work to be done before this next election. And as far as the presidential candidates go, I am the most qualified. If you listen to my show every week, you see I'm informed about everything going on, including the extraterrestrial stuff, including the underground stuff. Yeah, the kids kept underground are still being rescued. We still have some dark forces on our world. You know, I know about the sophistication of mind control. I've talked about that running past elections, and I've talked about it. I've got videos out there from my past elections. I've got nothing new to say because I know all this shit from years back. You know, this will be the fifth time I'm running for president of the United States as a write-in candidate. And that's a fact, you know? I haven't got any support because all you people are brainwashed into voting for Democrats and Republicans or third parties that are just as bad as the regular ones, because they're not talking about dismantling the whole system like I am. They think, you know, so you get a Green Party, one Green Party candidate in the government, and you get like one or two libertarians in the Congress. With that small amount, you're not going to change anything, you know? And they're not going to be able to mount any kind of an offensive or anything. You know, that's why we need to change the whole lot. Wipe the blackboard clean. No more Democrats, no more Republicans in the U.S. Congress. I'm not saying we have to destroy the whole parties, you know? But unfortunately, they contaminate the state legislators too. But let's strike one across one bridge at a time here. The big one is in November. The federal government, it needs a complete overhaul. We need to get rid of all the Democrats and all the Republicans, and that's the best way to do it. You know, I speak the truth, and I am the most qualified person to be the president because I know that about that solutions, all the solutions are known to all the problems. It's just the crooked politicians that keep the solutions from being enacted, and the crooked New World Order that controls the crooked politicians. You know, it's the less than 1% of humanity that is ruining it for the rest of us. And of course, really, the real magicians behind the scenes are the extraterrestrials. Yeah. They know mind control so good well. They subliminally control all the key people in the New World Order. Yeah, New World Order think they're running the show, but they don't realize they're being mind controlled by the evil, you know, ETs. Yeah. From higher dimensions, they've come into our world, and they have you know, call them the fallen angels, call them whatever you want. But there are evil ETs out there, and they've been on our planet for a long time. And some of them are associated with reptilians and the Dracos, you know. And some of them are mind controlled by conscious, evil consciousness without bodies. And those are the real controllers who control the New World Order. By mind control, they have very sophisticated mind controls, you know, as sophisticated as the devil himself. And actually, it's known who the devil is. It's a devil, the one known as the devil is an invisible creature without a body. And no, he's not the one with the horns and the spiked tail. And that's probably a reptilian somebody saw, or a Draco once. And that's the image that always gets put out there. But now, it's not who the devil is. The information is, you can find it in bookstores, really. Except the truth, you know, you got to go searching for the truth to find it. But yeah, the identity of the devil is known. Except it's not a physical creature. The entity known as the devil, which actually is not Satan or Lucifer, those are other separate identities. there's a lot that this world, the truth has been kept from. I don't have time to get in those topics, and I'm not interested in getting into those particular topics. I happen to be aware of what the truth is. But anyhow, people listening to my voice, go out tomorrow and start talking to people, because there's a lot of work to get done, or we're going to get a double whammy from our governments and the New World Order in the next couple of years. And it's going to get worse before it gets better. Meanwhile, we can all work on ourselves, go out, get some sunshine, get some fresh air, practice breathing techniques, start searching the internet for the truth. It's out there. You won't find it on your TV screen. You won't find it on the evening news. And again, start looking for that person with money that wants to set up a truthful news broadcasting company. It won't really cost that much money, but you need a significant amount of money for the machinery to do it. And we could do it with a minimum budget too, but we need real patriots that are not willing to, not afraid to get their hands dirty and not afraid to go out there and do the work to make it happen. You know, it can actually be done with a small amount of money. Well, you patriots that are willing to want to do it with a small amount of money, we can start it before we do the full broadcasting network. You need to get in touch with me. Again, there's an epidemic of unresponsiveness. Hey, you know, call the radio show, you know, and leave some contact info, like a phone number. You know, 10 times more can get things can get done on a phone call than emailing people, which is one-way conversations, which requires responses, blah, 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 blah. And you might even spend 100 times more back and forth that you can get done in 5 minutes of intelligent, reciprocative conversation. Yeah, and we know all the phone calls are monitored, but then all the emails are monitored too, except they've enabled, enlisted machines to monitor the emails, watching for keywords, whereas a phone call, it requires, they have to pay somebody separately to monitor your phone call. And chances are you're not going to do that unless you're the president of some nation or somebody that important. So there's nothing to worry about. That's the way I want it done, because I don't like wasting my time. I look at emailing as a friggin' waste of my precious time. If you don't have the guts to make a phone call, talk on the phone with me, well, you don't have the guts to do the job that needs to be done. It's that simple. You know? I don't mess around. I'm a no-nonsense person. But I do know how to solve problems, and I do know how to create realistic strategies that can't be broken, can't be roadblocked. Hey, what can I say? I know how to play a good game of chess. And meanwhile, on a good note, go to YouTube as the show closes, and look up Subway Fantasy 4. You can probably just Google it, because if you spell the word correctly, P-H-A-N-T-E-S-Y. I'm the only person in the world that spells it like that. So if you go and Google it, Subway Fantasy, P-H-A-N-T-E-S-Y, and then the number 4, because this is my fourth Subway Fantasy, the machine will take you there and watch it. It's a rock and roll documentary about the person who had the first true rock and roll record back in 1951. You'll learn something. You think you know about rock and roll? Well, if you haven't heard the record Rockin' and Rollin', you don't know what the first record, real rock and roll record was back in 1951, way before Chuck Berry, Elvis Presley, Bill Haley, Little Richard, Ricky Nelson, and all those other people who claim to be the originators of rock and roll. And before Big Gerald Turner's Shake, Rattle, and Roll, Charlie Gracie, 1951, with Rockin' and Rollin'. Well, you can learn all about it. Just watch the video. Subway Fantasy 4, P-H-A-N-T-E-S-Y. Okay, we're going to get out of here now. You're going to hear a little bit of my music, the guitar solo. At the end of my song, Are You the Party in Kind? Of course, the video's out on YouTube, too. Followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. Could be your anthem, too. Listen to the words. And that video is out there on YouTube also. Okay, Mr. Engineer, take us out of here now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Want to know I was here, took my stand. Without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join, join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look, cause I